And welcome to In Touch. Joining us this morning, we have Bea Smith. She is here with the Northern Innovation and Startup Center, the director of the Northern Innovation and Startup Center. Bea, welcome back. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
So I think you might have reached a new In Touch challenge coin in that I don't know for sure. I mean, I've been doing the show a long time, but you might be the first person who I've had on the radio for In Touch, but with three different capacities.
So. I know. I guess I should get a medal,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I need to create a challenge coin for that. But you're here to talk about the Northern Innovation and Startup Center, which we've been discussing at length here before we came on air. And specifically, we will get into the ideation and incubation seminars that you guys will be hosting here. But before we get in, what is this? What is this whole Innovation and Startup Center that you are now directing?
Yeah, so the Northern Innovation Startup Center is somewhat new to the Aberdeen community. It started at the beginning of the year, and it's a federally funded grant program, which allows us the opportunity to bring all these really great tech workshops, different seminars, speakers, and then programs to participants for free. We do have a tech summit looking ahead to November that we'll be hosting. There will be a charge to attend that, but a majority of our programs are free to attend. And basically, we help turn visions into ventures. So if you have an idea, or you know, if you're a farmer sitting in your tractor and you know that there's a solution to a problem that you're encountering, we're here to help you take that idea and turn it into a business.
When you, in a reductive way, you mentioned, you know, just breaking it down to its bare bones, that you took the job because you want to help bring cool things to Aberdeen. Explain that to me a little
bit. Yeah, so that's exactly it. And that's what we're here to do at the Startup Center. So we're here embracing technology, celebrating innovation, and encouraging a fail-forward mentality. There's so many people that have really great ideas, but we don't know what to do with them. We literally don't know where to go. We're here to support you on your business venture, but let's say you have an idea for an event. We're here to help connect you to that person that might be able to help you embrace that. Aberdeen has a long-standing legacy of entrepreneurship, and it's our time as a community to embrace that and bridge the gap to the next generation of entrepreneurs in our community.
So if somebody has an idea or a vision or something for a business, a bar, restaurant, a startup, whatever, I mean, anything, it sounds like there's no option off the table. They can come to you and you made it sound like, you know, you'll help them through the process of possibly even a business plan and whatnot that you could bring to investors.
Yeah.
And angel invest, like all sorts of different things that I don't know anything about that
exactly.
You can help me with.
Exactly. So I'd encourage any of the listeners to go check out our website, northernstartupcenter.com. You'll see right there our events and our programs that we have going on. We have a number of tech workshops.
All free of cost, too.
I'm gonna have a disclaimer.
Sure.
Because again, we do have our Technology and Entrepreneurship Summit on November 15th, and there will be a charge to attend that.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that,
most of the things.
Exactly, most of them. So we've hosted a number of tech workshops. Last week, we had a financial resources workshop where we had a banker in the room to talk about, you know, maybe those conventional things you think about. But then we also had Tom from the Enterprise Institute talk about angel funds, which might sound great, but what does that actually mean? It's our job to connect you to the people that have the answers when it comes to finances, when it comes to marketing and that sort of stuff. But looking ahead, so we mentioned the ideation workshop. What in the world is an ideation workshop? So that's for an individual. If you have an idea or a bunch of ideas, but you just don't know where to go with them, this workshop's totally for you. We will help you kind of vet that idea into one singular thing that you can actually do or potentially work on.
I imagine people with big ideas would come into something like this if they don't know, like, you know, how to go about things. I do imagine they'd come in with probably real big picture, and this is a good way to focus that down.
Yeah. And our ideation workshop is actually facilitated by Northern Entrepreneur Professors. So you have those people to kind of, I don't want to say play the devil's advocate, but to just bounce things off of. So ideation workshop is September 21st. And then after that, we have our incubation program, which is an 8-week program that will take that idea that you have. And by the end of the 8 weeks, you'll have a business plan. You'll have the paper stuff to go talk to maybe a bank or whatever that may be. But on the flip side, you've walked through an 8-week process, vetting that idea with Northern professors that will set you up for success when having those conversations, you'll have the answers. You'll have dug a little deeper into all the different areas.
So is this like night school, I guess? Do I have kind to schedule of. Classes? How
yeah,
does it work?
Yeah, so it's from 3:30 until 5 o'clock. You just go onto our website, go onto our Eventbrite page and sign up for that or reach out if you have questions. Something I should also mention is all of our programming has the ability to be virtual, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So if you're listening from Langford, Bristol, wherever, and you're like, you know what? I do have a really great idea, but I do not have time to drive to Aberdeen.
Sure.
We're here to support you through that by having our programming online.
And for our listening audience in Northeast South Dakota, you mentioned also that the grant, I think, will go out to 60 miles from outside of Aberdeen and
yeah.
even maybe a little bit beyond as
but
well.
But again, we're the hub city.
Yeah.
We're here to help encourage entrepreneurship in Northeast South Dakota.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we within the Startup Center, we don't have all the answers, but we'll be able to connect you and provide you with education and programming to help support you.
Excellent. So I guess people sign up and you specifically want people to sign up for this ideation and incubation. Is there a limit to the number
yeah,
of people?
Yeah. Or? So yes, there is a limit. The reason why is we want to keep the participant and the class size smaller. So, you know, if you're listening to this and you're on the fence, and it fills up, we will be offering it again in the spring.
Mm-hmm. For somebody that is interested in this particular class or this session coming up here, do I need to come in? I mean, I know we talked about a fully vetted idea, but
yeah.
like, I imagine you want, I mean, like, how specific do you want the idea to be, I guess?
You know what I'm going to say, Adam?
Yeah.
If you're listening to this and you have those questions, reach out to us. You know, it might be worth just a conversation too. And if you are on the fence, give us a call. Send us an email. We'd love to chat with you about it so that you do sign up for this.
What if, you know, I'm a wannabe entrepreneur, but maybe I'm a little embarrassed about my idea. You know, like I sit in my office and I have thoughts, but I've
yeah.
never really, whatnot. Like, am I going to get teased, I guess, if I call the center and look for help? Or?
I love that you said that so much because one of our fundamental, should I say, values is embracing a fail forward mentality. So, you know, if you have taken the entrepreneurship leap, and you failed, that's okay. We're here to give you a high five and say, you know what? You failed once. We'll help you and support you this next time.
And it's, I mean, it sounds like it's a great resource for those serious about entrepreneurship and want to see their idea come to life simply because I don't know where you're going to find the ability to learn from Northern professors free of charge.
And that's exactly it. The Northern Innovation Startup Center is here to bridge the gap. We have Northern that has an incredible amount of knowledge. How can we bridge that gap to the Aberdeen community and surrounding communities when it comes to the expertise that they have there? Again, it's our job at the Innovation Startup Center to embrace technology and celebrate innovation, empowering people to embark on entrepreneurial ventures.
Very good. So before we let you go here, again, give us the date and time location for the ideation and incubation seminar coming up here.
They're really big words.
Yes.
I'd encourage you to go online to northernstartupcenter.com for all of the specific information and sign up registration links. Ideation is September 21st and incubation program starts September 28th.
We will leave it there. Again, B. Smith, Director of the Northern Innovation and Startup Center, thank you so much for coming on the radio this morning.
Thanks for having me.
That's going to do for today's edition of In Touch, a locally produced feature of Dakota Broadcasting Radio. I'm Adam St. Paul.